Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Muralist by B.A. Shapiro. Read by Exie Sands. Eleanor's failure to force her husband to admit more refugees remained her deepest regret at the end of her life. Doris Kearns Goodwin, No Ordinary Time. 1. Danielle, 2015. It was there when I arrived that morning, sitting to the right of my desk, ostensibly no different from the other half-dozen cartons on the floor. Flaps bent back, paintings haphazardly poking out. As soon as I saw it, I ripped off my gloves, dropped to my knees, and pawed through the contents. I didn't realize I wasn't breathing until my chest began to ache and little black dots jumped around the edges of my vision. I stood, hung up my coat and scarf, reminded myself that this needed time, thoughtful research, judgments deduced from fact, not desire. But I did know my abstract expressionists, their early paintings as well as their more famous later ones. Jackson Pollock before his drips, and Marth Rothko before color block, when Lee Krasner and William de Kooning worked representationally. And there was a stirring of recognition, a sense of knowing this was no ordinary cardboard box, no ordinary find. There were over a dozen paintings, not particularly large. 3 by 4 feet was the biggest, small for the abstract expressionists, even the early works. One by one, I propped them against the walls and across my desk, put a couple on top of a pile of art books. I inhaled the musty aroma of dust and aged paint. Wondered where they had been all these years. Who had touched them, loved them, forgotten them? Rumor had it that this carton was the proverbial box in the attic, uncovered by a bereaved family and full of priceless masterpieces.